is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. And when I say cocked and locked, it means many things. Yes, I am armed in the studio. Yes, I have a 45 and an AR-15 right at my side. So I am cocked and locked. And when I walk about, I am cocked and locked. But it also means be prepared for everything that may come your way. And that means being armed with information. And one of the things that we do at the meetups every Monday is share information that we've learned with our meetup class. We talk about what's happening, why it's happening, and what to do about it. And tonight's meetup is with Aaron Ross, and he's going to talk about the history of the United States and the government and how it got to be, how we got in this mess we're in, and how activism is going to help us get out of it. And those of you listening to this broadcast, all of you are activists. I know you are. I am. John Reagan's with us. John Reagan, what's up next?
Oh, boy, let's get into a big can of worms. When I wrote the Financial State of the Union, you, as an author, you have to make a lot of decisions. And what I decided to do was to keep this first book very objective. In fact, the most objective number in there are the unfunded liabilities. And I've provided three different evaluations of that number. One comes out of the Financial Report of the United States, as is. One is what it's like if you use generally accepted accounting principles, and the other is based off the alternate scenario published by the Congressional Budget Office. Now, even though that one is high, it's probably still too low. But I just went with those, explained how they related and why they were the way they were. But still, it's a very objective book. And I decided to call it Book One, Unspinning the Spin, Revealing the Position We're In. Then you look at what got us here, how does everything fit together, looking at the bigger picture type stuff. And this is going to be in the second book, which is actually planned to be my third book out, and that's if we have time, because I am seeing so many things happen in the world. I don't know if there will be time for me to get another book published. So I'm trying to get out all the more important information that I can for everybody. But book two, I'm calling the P&L, which is a play on the financial term profit and loss. But this P&L is psychology and logistics. This puts on more of my military hat, because an officer's job is psychology and logistics. Logistics is where the key to winning is. And that's why I bring up the supply chain so often. If we have a financial collapse or an EMP attack, and the global supply chain collapses, that is going to have the most dramatic impact on your life. You have to look at everything that you purchase on a regular basis and think, what would you do if that supply chain's not there? How would you replace it? And in a lot of cases, there's no easy answer. The psychology part, when you're prosecuting a war, you've got two sides. You've got your side, and you have the enemy side. On your side, you're trying to maintain morale of the troops, maintain morale of the public who's having to finance the war. And on the opposite side, you're trying to do the opposite. You're trying to demoralize everybody and do anything you can to discourage them. You also want to destroy their supply lines so that they cannot maintain the supplies needed to defend themselves. And to just focus in more on the psychology side, which you then get into areas like mind control and beliefs, and you think, might think, what the heck does all this have to do with preparedness and even, you know, your life in general? And it is big. For example, here in the United States, our founding documents tell us that we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Well, if you have an atheistic government that takes God out of the equation, you no longer have those inalienable rights. All you are left with are what the ruling elite allow you to have. And we see a lot of that going on today. This is not new in history. It's happened time and time again. The answer of the United States has been unique in history, and we are so on the verge of losing that. And unfortunately, unlike, you know, 200 and 300 years ago, there's not a new world for us to move to get away from the oppressive government. So this is our last chance. We either take a stand to, and I really hate to say it, we cannot save the United States as it is. We are financially and morally bankrupt as a country. But what we can do, if we take the time now, we can have the discussion as what do we want to replace it. And hopefully we would choose to replace it with the foundation of our Constitution, not how it's been torn down, especially over the last century. But if we do not have that conversation ahead of time, we're going to be left with what is offered us, which I believe would be the one world government with the one world electronic currency and no control over your life. And anything that you do to try to rise up against that machine will be detected and dealt with. Vincent?
Yeah, you know, as you say this, John, I was thinking about a call I received several days ago. And it was from Fox, the network. And they said, you know, we've got a new show coming up. It's called Utopia. And on their website it says, can a perfect world be created? And if we take 15 everyday Americans and we bring them to an isolated, undeveloped location for an entire year, and we challenge them to create their own civilization, will they be able to do it? So there'll be no power, no electric power, no power structures, these people will be pioneers. They'll have limited amenities, if any. And the point is, what would it be like? Is it going to be every man and woman for him and herself? Will honesty and integrity prevail? Will lawlessness prevail? Will it be free love? I mean, what's going to happen? And so they want to do this experiment, and they called me and they asked me if I could help them. I told them I was I wasn't interested. I was not interested in going on this adventure. Now think about that. John, what would happen with 15 people leaving their families, if they have families, leaving their children for a year? Do you think if they came back, their families would be intact? Do you think the people who leave would want to come back to their families? I think it's a nightmare waiting to happen. And I don't know if 15 people, just 15 random people from across the country, have the smarts to build a civilization. You know, as if they were marooned on an island. I don't think we have enough smarts in the average guy to do that. Because if you look at the average guy, you know, only maybe at the most 3% of Americans are like we are, you know, that actually have the thought process of survival. I mean, they're watching television, they're drinking beer, they're going to sports games. You know, they have no idea what's happening around them. They have no idea what chemtrails are. They have no idea where food comes from. You take people of this mindset and you put them in the equivalent of an island, even if they're not an island, even if it's just a remote landlocked place, would they survive? I think it's going to be really brutal. And I think there's going to be infighting. I think it's going to be a disaster. And so, you know, I look back at our founding fathers and I look at what they've done and I look at how much they've given us and how well thought out it was. And I look at how we've wasted it. You know, how politicians, through their own individual greed, and you take the sum of all the individual greed of all these politicians and all these corporations and all these backroom deals, and how people want to get ahead by deception and lying and cheating, and how it's taken a toll on the entire nation. I look at that and I say, geez, we need to restore it. But, you know, it's going to be a tough fight, John. I'm not convinced the fight is lost. But I am convinced it's going to be a tough fight. I am convinced there's going to be bloodshed. And I am convinced it's going to be relatively soon. I don't mean tomorrow. I don't mean in 20 minutes. But some of our instructors think sooner than 18 months. I don't have a date, but I think it's going to be bad. And you indicated with the title of your third book, If We Have Time, right? So you're very concerned about it too.
Very much.
You look at the geoengineering. You look at the financial collapse that's looming. It's an absolute certainty. You look at Fukushima. You look at how ill people are. I mean, we are really, really sick. You look at healthcare today. It's not healthcare. There is no preventive maintenance that I know of. It's just you're sick and you go for a patch up at the doctor's, right? If you can get to see your doctor. I mean, how many times do you call up and say you need an appointment? They go, geez, see, today's the 28th. We can see you on the 14th. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. And we've got the golfer. We've got his wife, Mike. And we've got the rented children. I'm talking about the first family. That's what they're calling him now. They're calling her, Mike. They're calling him, Barry. And
so you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Pro Flowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, during the breaks, I get an opportunity to check the latest texts and email messages. And Garland sent me an email. He's one of our students. He says, can't get the show to play. Is there a problem? Is the FCC interrupting? I don't know. But let me give out the listen line if you'd like to call and listen. This is it's a toll number, so if you have unlimited long distance, that would be the way to go. It's 605-562-7727. 605-562-7727. And that information is on the website, usapreparedness.com. So if you'd like to listen, you can listen on your smartphone if you have unlimited long distance. It's a great way to go. And we have a lot of our students who just dial the phone and put the speakerphone on and listen to the broadcast over their telephone. And from what I understand, we are the third most listened to broadcast on the listen line at GCN. So, John Reagan, back to you.
I just had a big flashback here. Also shows how much things have changed in America. This is an older neighborhood, and the way things used to be in America is you used to have the mail delivered to your front door, and that's the way it is in this neighborhood. And I just saw the postman go by. mail the front door instead of having to walk out to the curb or to a central repository, like they've set up at most places. It's just a way that service used to be in America. Mail to the door, told them to get gasoline, and they checked the oil, checked the air in the tires, gave you trading stamps, all for 20 cents a gallon.
Shell used to give out free steak knives. Really, you used to get steak knives when you went to the gas station. You would get glasses. Drinking glasses. I don't mean for alcoholic beverages, but I mean, water glasses. And they weren't junk. They were okay. And yes, and of course the trading stamps, the S&H trading stamps, the SSS stamps, and you'd put them in a book, and you'd take the book, and you'd exchange them for a toaster or some kind of an item at the S&H store, it's all gone. You're absolutely right, John. And by the way, I'm getting a lot of emails now. Aaron, this is for you. Aaron's our engineer. I'm being blocked from listening to your show. It keeps saying you do not have permission to access this. And that's what our listeners are emailing, Aaron, about. They're trying to listen to this broadcast and they're unable to do that. So if you could pass that message on, I'd appreciate it. So why it's happening, I don't know. Okay. John Reagan, you're absolutely right. These signs that we see are not good indicators of prosperity. Things cost more and we're getting less for it. There used to be a time when you would go to whatever the store is, any store at all, and the owner of the store would know about the products. The owner of the store, the family would run the store, regardless of what kind of store it was. You could ask questions, and they would be knowledgeable, and they would be informed salespeople, and they would educate you about which product would be best for you. Now, if you go to a store, the people there have no clue, generally speaking, in the large box stores, generally have no clue. And if you went to a shoe store, they would fit you for shoes. Now you've got to figure it out for yourself. Maybe we're better off in some respects because I'd rather make sure the shoes fit if I try them on myself. But, you know, the service that we used to get with a smile is gone. And the smile's gone. Back to you.
Yeah, when you go to college, especially in graduate school, and you're working with especially things like statistics and modeling, you work with what's called a hypothesis. And mm-hmm. I came up with two of these. One is, the first one is, there is a spiritual God that created the physical universe. So that statement is either true or false in reality. Similar one along those lines is there is spiritual life after physical death. Again, that's true or false. So we turn those into two easy questions. Is there a God and is there life after death? And this is going to form a basis, which we'll get to after the break.
John Reagan's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Meet up tonight. How we got into this mess and how activism will get us out of it. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us, and I'm getting a lot of emails from our class, and you know, it's really fascinating that that they miss hearing us for whatever reason. They're unable to hear us. Aaron, our engineer, was telling me that he checked all of the sites that he can that this broadcast uses to push its information out, and all of the GCN sites are working. So it could be that the problem exists because of the tornadoes all over the country. You know, let me share this with you, John Reagan. On the 17th of this month, I was broadcasting from KLID in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And we had a technical difficulty. I was on the air for a few seconds, and then I got knocked off. And so I was I decided to phone in the broadcast, so I was not live in the morning from KLID. And it was kind of a special broadcast where they're getting to hear us all live. Right from the studio and in town. And so I was gone for a few minutes, and the calls came into to the engineer, like, where's Vincent? So it's really fascinating that, you know, there are people who are listening to this broadcast. And let me share something else with you. Over the weekend, on Friday night, I was invited to be on with Erin Dakins. And her program is The Truth Traveler right here on Genesis Communications Network. So I was her guest. And for 2 hours, we talked about all kinds of things. And I mentioned during USAPrepares.com on Friday morning that I'd be on the air with Erin Dakins Friday evening. Well, I was at the farmer's co-op in our little town on Saturday. And I was inside the building and buying some things. And a guy came in to the building. And what he was doing is he was listening to the Erin Dakins show because he heard me say that I would be on that show. And he was listening with his iPad. His name's Bob. He was listening with his iPad on Wi-Fi at the farmer's cooperative in our little town. And he came in and he was all excited about something that I said because he's a ham radio operator. And I talked about how hams, I have a problem with hams ratting out people who use ham radios without having a license. Now, if someone needs to use a ham rig and they don't have a license, I don't have a problem with that if there's a reason why they're doing it. I think that we should all understand how these radios work and not step on each other. But if there's an emergency, I feel just it's, you know, if it's a real emergency, then just use the radio, whether you have a license or not. To me, that seems not important to have a license if there's an emergency. So I have a huge problem with people ratting out each other, like people calling the government on their neighbors. I have a real problem with that. If you have a problem with your neighbor, just go see your neighbor. Don't involve the government and don't ruin people's lives by getting the government involved. Really. So this person heard me talk about that, and he came in to tell me he agreed with that, and he's a ham radio operator. So, John, you never know who's listening. You really don't. And my thanks go out to Bob and all of our other students who are paying attention and listening to what we say and the opinions and ideas that we have on USAPrepares.com. So, John, please continue.
If proof were possible, either way, those two questions I asked, the comment, the debate is over coming out of D.C. these days, would apply here. But we do not have proof. What we have to look at is evidence. And as you know, when you get into a court and evidence is presented, the jurors look at evidence different ways. So two people can look at the same evidence and come to different conclusions. And that is just the nature of how that works. But we can start looking at the evidence. And most of this evidence is things that people have learned in school. Part of it, though, is, and I think the key, comes from my computer background. And I don't want people to get too worried. If you can handle the technology of a light switch, you can handle what I'm going to present. So we have these two questions of reduction of the hypothesis, is there a God, and is there life after death? And you can answer that in four different ways. They can both be yes, both be no, or you have yes and no either way, or no and yes. And to me, I ignore those last two because if there's a God and there's no life after death, it's kind of like, what's the point? We're getting kind of a raw end of the deal here. And conversely, if there's no God but there is life after death, then why the heck do we incarnate anyway? There's a lot of pain and suffering, both mentally and physically, in being in this physical life. You know, why would we do that to ourselves if we could just stay spirit? So I kind of dismiss that. If it's something you want to explore, you're certainly free to do so. But I think it's better to look at the yes possibility, there is a God and there is life after death, or the no possibility, there is no God and this life is it. When I went to college, which back in the dark ages when we had mainframe computers, key punches, and you had to submit a card deck and wait for a printout to come back. We also had a class that we had to take that was called the Logical Design of Switching Systems. And this was actually an electrical engineering course that showed us how the computer worked on the inside. And every digital computer out there works the same way, and there's only a small number of functions that it can do. And it's because of that simplicity that makes computers complex. When you look at what goes on inside a computer, it's much like a light switch. You have a switch, it's either off or it's on. And conventionally, the way we install these, if the switch is in the down position, it's off. If the switch is in the up position, it's on. In the computer, we call these switches bits. And if the bit is on, we call it a 1 or a true. If the switch is off, we call it a 0 or a false. Or we use yes, no, or some other binary term like that. When you take a group of these bits or switches, it's like you go into a commercial room that's got a large number of circuits going to the lights. Imagine you have 8 light switches all there on the wall. That is, in computer language, what would be called a byte. It's a collection of 8 bits. And if you wanted to sit there for a little while and then play with all those combinations of how you can turn those on and off, you'd find out you have a total of 256 combinations, from all of them being down to all of them being on and everything in between. And if you wanted to relate that in a number, since we count everything down as being 0, that means the largest number you could get out of a byte is 255. And if you're familiar with internet addresses, and you see those numbers going from 0 to 255, that's how come it's those numbers. It's because it's based off of that 8-bit byte, you know, just those 8 switches. Now, with those bits, you then can perform certain functions. The most common one that we do in real life is that single light switch, and we flip it. That's called the NOT function. Not off is on, not on is off. And you can do that all day. That's just NOT. We have 3 other functions that involve 2 sources. These are called OR, AND, and exclusive OR. And I'm going to switch over to the automobile for OR and AND. I think most people are used to seeing cars that have a keyless remote and power locks inside the car. So if you're sitting there inside the car, the door is unlocked and you want to lock it, you have a choice. You can hit the lock button on the door. You can hit the lock button on your keyless remote, or you can hit both of them. And the result is you're going to get it locked. That is the OR function. One or the other or both gets the job done. We then have the AND function. That's where both have to happen at the same time. This is like you have to have the car in park and you turn the ignition. Both things have to happen to accomplish the job. Now let's go back inside the house for the exclusive OR function. If you're in a large room or you're in a bathroom that has 2 entryways, you may have light switches on the opposite walls. And when you flip one up, the light goes on. If you flip both up, the light is off. And that's what the exclusive OR does, one or the other. But if it's both, it's off. So those functions is what everything that computer does is based on at the lowest level. It would be very, very hard for a person to work at that level. So programming languages have developed so that we don't have to do that. It simplifies making the computer do the things we want. Then people have taken those programming languages and written other applications. So we can just get on and, you know, write a letter or do a spreadsheet or surf the web, things that are actually productive for us. But when you look at the computer, you don't just turn it on and it starts doing something on its own. It has to be programmed first. And for me, that comes down to if there is a program, there had to be a programmer. It just doesn't spontaneously program itself.
There you go. John Reagan, I'm Vince Finelli. You've given us a lot to ponder, John. And we'll be right back. And we'll continue with John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why have got your
take? My, when you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, I want to say very quickly, meet up tonight, Ziggy's, Sunshine, and Glenstone, 5:30. We start assembling fellowship. Meetup starts really at 6 o'clock. John, I suggest that all of our class consider getting some pennies before you can't get any copper pennies. The current supply of pennies, 25 to 35% of what you'll get, are actually copper pennies rather than zinc pennies. So you want the ones 1982 and earlier. You can feel the difference, class. I suggest you go get a couple hundred dollars worth at your bank and then have someone sort through them, return the ones that are zinc, and keep the ones that are copper, because at some point you probably won't be able to get copper pennies anymore. And I just checked, during the Nazi era, the equivalent of a Nazi penny is somewhere between $1 and $6. So at some point, I think you'll find that our pennies will disappear, the copper ones for sure. They're currently replaced with zinc. And so if you want to show your great-grandchildren what we used to use, it's a great time to get them before they disappear completely. Back to you, John Reagan.
And save your nickels while they're still nickel. I know you're shocked, but I have more material that can be fit into one show. We did have to take quite a bit of time talking about computers because most people don't have that background. And I just wanted to point out that with four basic functions and the equivalent of billions and billions, to channel my inner Carl Sagan there, of the equivalent of light switches, everything your computer, smartphone, tablet does is all based on that. Now, first hour next week, we can talk about the rest of the evidence. This is more simple things, what we learned in school, like atoms, you know, made up of protons, neutrons, electrons. We can talk about DNA, which you may not have learned about in school, but I'm sure you've seen programs on it since. And since you're listening, I know you've had training in language. So we'll conclude with the evidence, and then we can also talk about the implications of it all. And then an hour or two, we can get back to the usual great news that I present every week.
Yeah. It'll put a smile right on your face, right, John?
I try hard.
Hey, John, I'm going to miss you. John, I'm going to miss you tonight. You know, this is not going to seem right. What I'm talking about, class, is a meetup without John Reagan. And what happens at a lot of our meetups is I'll turn to John Reagan and ask John Reagan for a financial update. And up until that moment, you know, everybody be happy and laughing and having a great time, and there'd be lots of noise, and the restaurant would be near chaos, right? Near chaos. John Reagan will get up and speak, and you can hear a pin drop. You can hear a pin drop as he talks about, well, you thought you were in trouble before. So that's what we're gonna do next week. We're going to talk about the news. And it's not that we're looking for bad news. What we're trying to do is tell you the truth, the absolute truth. And that's why, John Reagan, that's why I suggested that our class go get some pennies. I went in with a hand truck, you know, two wheels on, and I rolled out of there with $500 worth of pennies. It was a couple of years ago, when about half of them were copper. Now I think it's between 25 and 35% are copper at this moment, so in circulation. So if you want to get some of the old pennies, the ones that are worth 2 cents a piece, a little bit over 2 cents, actually 2.03 cents a piece at the current price, I suggest you get some and then return all the ones to the bank that are the zinc content. So you want the ones 1982 and earlier, okay? And the ones after that are zinc content, 97.5% zinc. So if you want absolute proof, conclusive proof, that your government is willing to cheat you, that's proof. The proof is they've decided that it costs too much to make a penny. They've inflated the currency to the point where they can't even afford to make pennies out of copper. Right? Because it costs too much. It costs 2 cents worth of copper to make a penny, and they're not willing to do it. So back in 1982, they started the changeover to zinc pennies. Now they're worth a half a cent. A zinc penny's worth a half a cent. Copper penny's worth 2 cents. John Reagan and I, thank you for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, John Reagan.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.